Okay, good evening, everyone. A good demoyed. I know tonight I mentioned that we were going to be having a shiur, a continuation on Mechitza, but I just felt it wasn't right not to talk about Pesach on Chol HaMoed Pesach, just a part of me that felt it was wrong. And just for the record, it was much harder for me to switch topics because the Maror Mekoymus on Mechitza I already have from when I got sick. So I had to make a new batch of Maror Mekoymus this morning. And, you know, the Yerushalmi says in Moed Katan, it's quoted by the Mishnah Berurah that the purpose of Chol HaMoed, or why there's an Issa Malach on Chol HaMoed, is so a person can eat and drink and learn Torah. That's the purpose of Chol HaMoed. Now, that's not true if you have little kids at home that are expecting to go on a Chol HaMoed trip. So I had to take my kids on a Chol HaMoed trip today and somehow find time to make the Maror Mekoymus. So the switching of the Limudim was not because I wanted the easy way out. It actually was much more complicated for me, but I thought it was more geschmack to talk about a Pesach topic. On Pesach, we can always talk about Mechitzas and Mirtz Hashem after Pesach as well. So tonight, perhaps the Maror Mekoymus are less than we're used to having, because again, I kind of had to put it together between, you know, quiet moments that I was zeichet to have. But I think we'll go through the sugya rather thoroughly and try to get a handle on an interesting topic. Again, the topic I want to discuss tonight is, do soaps and cosmetics need to be kosher for Pesach? Maybe it's a little after the fact because you already did your buying, but it's a conversation that should be had, and I think it should be had in a different setting. I think it really could be a lumdish shir as well, with much more to talk about. But we'll just focus tonight on just a halacha lemaisa on some of the issues about soaps, shampoos, Windex, all these different things that today you will find them carrying an OUP or some organization giving a P on it. Does it really need to be kosher to Pesach? Or I can just use anything to use as my soap or my shampoo or my deodorant, or for that matter, cosmetics. So let's tackle the sugya like this. So we open up over here with a mechaber in Shulchan Aruch Hashem in Tov Mem Beis Siv Beis. The mechaber writes the Sif Dalet. Zok the mechaber. Dover shen is ariv ba chametz. Let's say you have something that had in it chametz mixed in. It got mixed into it chametz, right? Meaning, it's not a piece of bread, but it's something else that got chametz mixed into it. But ve'enei machil odom klal. But it's no longer edible for human consumption. Let's say, for example, no one eats bars of soap. No one eats shampoo. No one eats Windex. No one eats, you know, carpet cleaner. No one eats makeup, right? Says the mechaber, oish ve'enei machil kol odom. Or most people don't eat it. Kigoin, for example, hatrikia kiyitzeba. Av apisha muta lekaimer oisel echol adarcha pesach. Zok to mechaber, you're allowed to keep it around in your house over Pesach, meaning there's no bal yiro bal yimotze on it. But lemaisa, you're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat it. The av apisha ein boi min hachometz al kolshu hayreza osa loichol. So zok to mechaber, if I have a object that has in it mixed into it chometz, but it's not for human consumption, Zok to Shulchan Aruch, I'm allowed to keep it in my house, but I can't eat it. Now, what does that mean in English? Let's say, for example, I have soap. Let's say, worst case scenario, in my soap there is mixed in chametz. So what? Since humans don't eat soap, so that I can keep the soap in my house, use it, but I can't eat the soap. Why can't I eat the soap? So we'll see this based on a Rush. The Rush writes in Psachim that there's a concept called achshavei, that I can give it a certain chashivas if I decide to eat it. So if I choose to eat it, so then it becomes oichlin, even though most people don't eat it. But the Shulchan Aruch here is very clear. Shulchan Aruch says, if I have a food that got chametz mixed into it, if it's not normal to be eaten, it's not a problem of having in my possession. The Mishnah Berurah adds over here, number 1b, Ratzaloi makoydim ha-Pesach. We're talking about over here where it got mixed into it before Pesach. And you're still not eat it on Pesach. Now again, our soaps and shampoos, obviously all these things were mixed in before Pesach. Even if there is chametz in the soap or the shampoo, it would have got mixed into the soap already before Pesach. Says the Mishnah Berurah number 2, why are you not allowed to eat it? It's not roi la'achila, says the Mishnah Berurah number 2, the afa b'shemot alekayim also la'oichla, even though I'm allowed to keep it in my possession, because it's not for human consumption, says the Mishnah Berurah, v'af she'en roi la'achila, b'kamokam kivan de hu achle achshevei, says the Mishnah Berurah, ein achanami, I'm allowed to keep it in my house because it's not really food. But if I go out and decide to eat it, then I make it food by my personal das, and therefore it's us. However, so therefore, according to the Mishnah Berurah, if I have a concoction that before Pesach was something, then I mixed it with chametz, then it becomes unedible, then I can't eat it, but I may have it in my possession. Okay, then the Shulchan Aruch says the same thing similarly later on, number three. He writes, chametz shenis afesh koidem zman isura, venivsal me'achilas hakelev. Let's say something spoils, rattens, before the zman isur, and then it becomes nifsal me'achilas kelev. Oishesarfa be'eisha, you burn it, ad she'en eroi lekelev. Says the Mechaber again, Mutto lekaima bepesach. This is the catchphrase that everyone knows about. That what? If it's Einad Royal Achilas Kelev, if the chametz is not fit for dog consumption, before we saw human consumption, now it's dog consumption. If it's not fit for dog consumption, says the Mechaber, what? I'm allowed to keep it in my house on Pesach. Am I allowed to eat it? Says the Mishnah Berurah number four. V'wad in the Mutta Bahano. I'm allowed to derive benefit from this chametz, which is no longer fit for dog consumption. Avo ba'achila osa midraban aracha Pesach. Says Mr. Buber, you can't eat it. So what do you see if again? You see if you have chametz that becomes unedible, you still are not allowed to eat it. Explains to Mr. Buber, avo gav da'achila she'en erui hi ta'nifsa lakof. Right to Mr. Buber, what do you mean? It's not food. It's unedible under any circumstance. Says Mr. Buber, come akim kivin shu rotza lechel osa hu ta'a achshevei. Again, Mr. Bruce says the same idea, the rule of achshevei. If I decide that I'm going to consider shampoo food, so I'm achshevei as food, if I'm achshevei as food, so then for me it becomes food and I'm not allowed to eat it on Pesach. But what do you see, l'cha'era, from everything we saw till now? That something like soap, and something like shampoo, and something like makeup, even if there is chametz mixed into it, let's say, so what? Mabekach. It got mixed in with it before Pesach, according to the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch. If the chametz is mixed in before Pesach and it's unedible for human or dog consumption, there's no problem. So again, I don't plan on eating my soap. I don't plan on eating my shampoo. I don't plan on eating my makeup. Imkain, if so, I see why. What problem would there be to have these objects around? Ah, you'll tell me maybe I'm not allowed to get benefit from it. The Mr. Bruce said, "Mefurish, you're allowed to get benefit from it." So if we were to stop right here, would there be absolutely no problem whatsoever, not even a shiloh, and the soaps and the shampoo and the deodorants and all these things today that people go all out crazy with to get OUP? Why? The halacha and Shulchan Aruch is clear can be. Again, you might want to debate the notion with me, meaning you might want to tell me that shampoo is not nifsal me'achilas kelev. Maybe we could debate that and we'll talk about that later this evening. But if you accept that notion that a dog won't eat shampoo and a dog won't eat a bar of soap and a dog won't eat Windex and a dog won't eat shoe polish, so then the pashtus would be that all those things do not need to be OUP because I don't plan on eating them over Pesach. I remember when we were kids, at least my mother used to threaten me, you know, if you talk chutzpahdik, you're going to get soap in your mouth. Right? Now, probably today you're not allowed to do that. It's not fair to kids or something. But when I was a kid, that was one of the threats. Sometimes that did happen to me. But does that make it achshevei now? Stama not. That's not achshevei. My mother wasn't giving it to me to eat it. My mother was giving it to me as a punishment. So, I don't think that would make it achshevei. Achshevei means if a person decides he really wants to eat this. He's crazy. He wants to eat this stuff. So the pashtus would be at this point, I see no good reason to why people are machmir not to use soap and shampoo. That's kosher Pesach. Now again, when it comes to Pesach, there's a lot of very interesting menhagim and a lot of interesting chumras, and I don't mean to belittle them, but they have to have epis of reason. I mean, you can't tell me that you're machmir to get OUP tissues that you blow your nose on because, you know, that's what your grandmother did. First, I don't believe it. And secondly, you need a reason. So there's got to be a better reason why people are taka machmir to have soap and shampoo and deodorants and makeup that are OUP. It's not just because, you know, it's a chumrah out there. There's got to be some reason. What's the reason? It's a pella. What's the reason? So one of the reasons might be a gemara in Yuma, number five. There's a gemara in Yuma as well as a gemara in Shabbos. The gemara has a very interesting line. The gemara says, "Minayin l'sicha shehikashtiyah." How do we know that smearing your body with something is the same thing as actually consuming it, drinking it? So one makes a drasha. We have a zecher shenemar. Now we remember we learned this in the past that whenever the Gemara says af pishen raya ledov zecher ledov, that's usually a dead giveaway that this is about to be a rabbinic din, which many Rishonim taka speak out mafurish that the din of sicha kishtiya would not be a din deraisa, at best it would be a din derabon. So the Gemara says, how do you know? So the Gemara says, I have a zeicha. Shenema, it says the pasuk, "Vatovei kamayim bikirboi." It came on his body, kamayim bikirboi, ukashem ba'atz moisef. Just like shemen on his bones. The Gemara wants to make a tzusha, just like when you smear shemen on your body, that's if the water is going into you. Okay. So if this is true, that zeicha shehikishtias, and now it's more complicated. Why? I take that bar of soap that has chametz in it, I don't put it in my mouth, but I put it on my body. Once I put it in my body, that's like I put it in my mouth. And Mr. Brewer said, you're not allowed to do that. Now I hear a shtikl Torah. Now I hear why one would be machmer with soap. Again, I don't hear why one should be machmer with the Windex. But now at least we could talk about soap and cosmetics and shampoos and creams. Why? Because I smear it on my body. When you smear it on your body, that's like you ate it. We learned that even if these things are possible, me'achilas kelev, you're still not allowed to eat the chametz in it. So the chayra, the fizeh, maybe this is a reason why one should taka be machbid on the soaps, the shampoos, the creams, and all the like. The problem is, there's a very, very big machloikish b'shainim over here, quite a big machloikish b'shainim. Is this rule of sicha kishtia said l'chola tarakulo, or is it only said with regard to Yom Kippur? Do we say this din sicha kishtia by all dinim? Or maybe it was only specifically by Yom Kippur? So I know it's very hard to read over here, but there's a Taisis Yishanim. The Taisis Yishanims are always very small print. So the Taisis Yishanim quotes over here from, he quotes over here from Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbeinu Yaakov. And this Rabbeinu Yaakov is Rabbeinu Tam. We once mentioned in the Shia that Rabbeinu Tam, his name wasn't Tam, his name was Yaakov. That was his name. So why was he called Tam? So I always thought it's because of the Pasuk Yaakov Ish Tom Yoishev Oilim. So since he was a big Masmid, and his name was Yaakov, so they named him Ish Tom Rabbeinu Tam. Others say it's based on a different reason. It's based on a Taisin Ksubis, where Rabbeinu Tam made a certain, Rabbeinu Yaakov made a certain takona that had to do with the word, and therefore that's how he got his name. But whatever case, it's Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam writes the following: The big tumult in the Rishayim was: would I be allowed to use soap made out of chaylev? Chaylev are fats that you're not allowed to eat, that you have to cut out of the animal. So let's say I cut out of the animal, I make with it a soap. Would I be allowed to use that soap to shmer my body? So l'chayr, if you hold sicha kishtia, so then I wouldn't be allowed to, because even though I'm not actually eating the chaylev, I'm just rubbing it on my body, but since we have a principle, sicha kishtia, so it would be aser. So says Rabbeinu Tam, not so fast. Says Rabbeinu Tam, we do not apply this rule when it comes to chaylev or shuman, even on a rabbinic level. Why, says Rabbeinu Tam? Says the Taisin Yishanim, quoting Rabbeinu Tam, no, we don't say sicha kishtia only in one area, Yom Kippur. We don't say by Machalas Asurus, and we don't say it for Chametz on Pesach either. And if you take a look over here, in Taisus and Yumad Afayin Zayin, he quotes Rabbeinu Tam again. Says Rabbeinu Tam, "Dechol inuyim diyem kippurim lesnayu elam adrabon." Again, this is not our sugya, but we've spoken about this in the past as well, that the chamesha inuyim might only be the rabon. We had a whole Sunday morning show on this once, I remember a few years ago. The reason why I remember this show so vividly is because I had a very bad cough and a cold, and I could barely get the words out of my mouth, but the Olam was willing to hear, so we had the shir. And we had a big discussion in the Rishonim whether or not the other Chamisha Inuyim, besides Fachilu V'shtiyah, are they the Rais or the Rabban? So here Rabbeinu Tam says they're only mid Rabban. What's his Raya? Because the Gemara says later on, the Gemara says if a person's dirty, he's allowed to wash off. Someone who has cuts on his head, he's allowed to put cream. So Taisus is bothered. What I mean, if it's the right, so why are all these loopholes? So again, we spoke about this in the sugya when we learned it. But if you skip down to the end, he writes, he says over here, "Ve'ein choishes v'yavi deraisa yosu b'chalinyan elam edrabon umotor adam losoch b'chelef." Says Rabbeinu Tam, a person is permitted to smear on his body with fats. The le'ashchen the itzer sicha kishtia, because there's no din sicha kishtia ela b'yom kippurim, only by Yom Kippur. Ubetruma, when it comes to truma, ubesuriano, but not when it comes to chelav. So Taisus very clearly, there is absolutely no problem to shmir on your body chelav, because we don't apply the rule of sicha kishtia. Is that the way we pasuk in lahalacha? So if you look in the Taz in Yaradeus in Kuf Yizayin number 8, the Taz writes that this, he quotes from the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef quotes from the Arches Chayim, who says the aser losach bisre bechelav chazir, it is 100% not allowed to smear your body with chelav chazir, with some form of a soap that was made from chelav chazir. The sicha bechlashti, because we have the rule sicha bechlashti, says the Taz v'nirid delay kaim alon kaim, but we don't pasuk like that. To behead you, because for Taisus, we have a Taisus that says the mutal adam losach bechelav, you're allowed to smear with chelav. So therefore, we have a machlokes over here. The Beis Yosef says, absolutely 100% sicha kishtiyah dictates you're not allowed to shmir your body with chaylev. Comes along the Taz, he says it's against Taisvis. So Taisvis says, aval chaylev de hetera, vizera. He says over here at the end, he writes, elo shebe isseve heta ha'aruch. He says, I have another marimachim that says it's aser. Unless you're in a lot of pain. Why? Because the whole din of sicha kishti is only midrabbanan. And therefore, if it's midrabbanan, the rabbanan are making when a person is very uncomfortable. You should not shmir a baby with chelev chazir. It's only pleasurable. You can allow the goyim to do it. But what do you see from the Taz? The Taz seems to hold that it is aser. Again, if a person is sick, it's mutter. But you see from the Taz that we do apply the rule of sicha kishtiya by other dinim, not just Yom Kippur. Yes?
Could you just explain to me again, how does that work? In other words, you know, the tzchi is kishtiya. Why? Because it goes into your body? The whole issue is out there. I don't understand the whole concept. Can you explain that again?
Yeah, I'm not explaining it. It needs much more explanation than I'm offering this evening. That's why I mentioned to you that it's more, I plan on using this blineda for a Shabbos HaGol Rosh next year. But it needs explanation. Why exactly sicha kishtiya? I'm not claiming to be mazbe the lamdas at this moment. I'm just stating the halachic significance of what it would have to be. So according to the Taz, it sounds like it's a problem. And it's even more interesting is you look at number 8b, the Nekudas HaKasef, which was written by the Shach. The Shach quotes, Ksivas Yad Ramah. He says he found the manuscript of the Ramah, Begilion Issa Veheta Aruch, like we saw. And he says, V'zal Shani V'teimani. The Ramah says he's so bothered. L'fi zeh, she'anu noigim lirchoitz v'lochov b'mashakarim b'losh an Ashkenaz zayf. What we today in Ashkenaz use soap. Ha'asui mechelev. Frek the Ramah shu Issa Dereisa. So the Shach found a ksavya from the Ramah, where the Ramah was very troubled. Why is the Welt so makel to use chelev for soap, sicha kishtiyah? So what do you see from all these achrein? They really buy into sicha kishtiyah. They buy into sicha kishtiyah. So l'chayr, if you buy into sicha kishtiyah, l'gar to chelev, so then maybe you would buy into sicha kishtiyah with regard to chametz. And therefore, Yutaka would not be allowed to use bar soap and shampoo and cream and moisturizers and makeup that has chametz in it, because when you're smearing the chametz on your body, it's if you're eating the chametz, and that's not allowed. That's the tzad to aseret. What's the tzad to be matarit? There's a couple of tzadim. One is the prechadish, number 9. The prechadish writes the following. He says, miu, afilu l'das ha-poiskim. Again, you have to remember, there's two cheshbainas over here. One cheshbain is that we assume sicha kishtiya is applied to other areas as well, besides for just Yom Kippur. And you're going to say that by chametz, by Pesach, we also say sicha kishti, which means we say that the chametz that's in this shampoo, when I smear it on my head, is as if I'm eating the shampoo, and as if I'm eating the chametz in the shampoo, and therefore, it's going to be a violation. Says the Prichodesh, not so fast. Says the Prichodesh, miu afilu l'das ha-poiskim ha-oisim shum tanug. Says the Prichodesh, even if you hold sicha kishti, and I'm not allowed to smear on my body soap made out of chelev, says the Prichodos, that's only if the thing you're smearing is still edible. If I take something which is edible and I smear it on my body, then we say sicha kishtiyah. However, says the Prichodos, if I take something that's already pogum, meaning the chelev that they put into the soap is now pogum, it's unedible, then says the Prichodos, in that case, then there is no longer a reason to say sicha kishtiyah. So this prechadish is very important. Meaning, the prechadish is basically saying that the only time you can say sicha kishtiya is if I'm actually smearing with something that is still considered edible. But if I'm taking something that's already unedible, i.e. the shampoo and the soap, it's not edible anymore. So then says the prechadish, we don't say sicha kishtiya. So according to the prechadish, now we have a reason not to have to need OUP on the makeup and OUP on the soap and OUP on the shampoo. But let's see if there's another raya we can bring. Number 10. There's a mechaber in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Shabbos. Simin Shin Chavav. The mechaber over there in the Ramah talking about soap, which we actually had a share on this once we talked about bar soap on Shabbos. So he writes over here, the Ramah writes like this. He says, "V'also lichot yada b'melech, you're not allowed to wash your hands in salt. The kol shekein b'boiru shekeirin zayif, b'loshin ashkenav. And definitely you're not allowed to use soap, oy b'sh'ar chaylev, or other forms of fats. That's going to smooth out on your hands. Why? Because that's noilat. Fine. So So Rama says in Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to use soap made out of fat because it's a noilat problem. So the Bar Halacha says right away, he quotes the Vilna Gaon, that the Vilna Gaon is bothered. The Vilna Gaon says, it sounds like from this Rama that I'm only not allowed to use chelav dikas soaps on Shabbos because of noilat. But if I want to use chelav dikas soaps on Tuesday, no problem. Frek the Vilna Gaon, not so. Now, so again, before the Vilna Gaon, this Ramah is a very shtaka raya to us. Why? Because the Ramah sounds like the only time I'm not allowed to use soap made out of chelav is only on Shabbos because it creates a noilat problem. So what's the obvious diak in the Ramah? But on a Tuesday, no problem. What do you mean, sicha kishtiya? So l'chay, this Ramah is a raya that he paskins, not like the Shachar, not like the Tazan, not like the Beis Yosef, not like some Rishonim, but he paskins like Tosfos and Tosfos Yishanim and Ritva and Tosfos Rosh, that we don't say sicha kishtiya by chelav. So if we don't say sicha kishtiya by chelav, we don't say by Pesach, we're good to go. But the Vilna Gaon says not like that. The Vilna Gaon writes, quoted by the Bar Halacha number 11, he says, however, the Vilna Gaon disagrees, and he thinks you're not allowed to use chelav dikas soap even on a weekday. Why? The sicha kishtiya, because the principle of sicha kishtiya. Val kopanim et rabbanon, at least on a rabbinic level, also. Udoloik rabbeinu tam besiyate, not like rabbeinu tam, those who went along with him, sheetiru bezelagam, who completely permit it. So says the Bar Halacha, where we left it. We have a Ramah versus a Vilna Gaon. So where we left it. So again, the chayra, one can make the argument that the gronix, someone who holds of the gra, would not be allowed to use regular shampoo and regular soap if it has chametz in it. But the Bar Halacha makes a psak. He writes, miu. However, says the Bar Halacha, that's not the practice. The practice was, at least in the times of the Mishnah Berurah, that everyone used the soap made out of the chelav and no one thought twice about it. Very few people were makbid not to use the soap made out of the chelav. The im motzui lahasig bayrish and nasim sholei mechalov says the Bar Halacha, but lemais, if you can find non chelav dika soap, says the Bar Halacha, avadi, you should go for that. So the Bar Halacha seems to be giving a lot of credence to the Gaon. He seems to be saying that lemaisa, we're not makbit. But if you could, in a perfect world where you can get available non-chelev dika soap, you should try to get it. Now, if that goes back to our sugya, so then the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying that if I can get kosher lepesach dika soap, I should try to get it. And you can get it in the stores today. There's no shayla. It's available. If you open up Rabbi Blumenkrantz's book, he'll tell you which soaps are not a problem. So according to this Bir Halach, if everything is equal, L'chaira, it should come out that if you could get kosher l'Pesach shampoo, and you can get kosher l'Pesach hand soap, and you can get kosher l'Pesach moisturizers and cream and cosmetics, that might be better, according to the Vilna Gaon. But maybe not. Maybe not. Why not? Because of, again, the Aruch HaShulchan and the Pre-Chadosh. Let's take a look at number 13. The Aruch HaShulchan writes like this. Yesh roitzim la'asur losach b'bar v'shakarin zayf. There are those who want to asur the smearing of soap. Let me pull it up. The smearing of soap because of sicha kishtiya. The yesh matirim the kvar kosu v'atayis b'nid b'shem eretam the sicha kishtiya ein el enyan yom kippur. And the flip side is Rabbeinu Tam Shita, because Rabbeinu Tam says sicha kishtiya is only by Yom Kippur, like we saw. Then he writes, V'af gambi yom kippur ein el medarabon l'kam ha'poiskim. And even by Yom Kippur, where we do say sicha kishtiya, it's only on a rabbinic level. V'chem is bar medivir rabbeinu ha'ramah bar'chem kot ha'ramah. That the Ramah says you're allowed to use soap. You're not allowed to use chelav soap on Shabbos. What's the obvious diak, says the Aruch HaShulchan? Ha'b'chol shari. But to use the soap during the week would be mutter. Then he quotes the Gra. V'gam ha'matirim le'itir rak m'okam tzarkim v'choytin. Even those that are matter only matter when you're very uncomfortable. Omnom. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, B'boyri shalonu shu masriach. V'af le'kelev ein ro'ui. But our soap, says the Ramah, it's not chelev that you just, you know, put it on your arm and shmir. It's disgusting. The chelev there is no longer edible. It's no greater way to make it pogum. Pshita she'ein b'zech shash afilu lebriyim. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, like we saw in the Pre-Chadosh, that once the chametz tikka food, or the treifa food, or the problematic food that got mixed into your soap, is no longer edible, we don't say sicha kishtiya. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, listen to this, he writes, V'chein ha'minig pasha b'chol tvutzas Yisrael. This was the accepted practice in all of Klai Yisrael, to use regular soap, v'ein poitze peh u'mitzavtzef. And no one opened up their mouth and made a big deal. So the Aruch HaShulchan seems to be saying, like the Pre-Chadosh, that even if sicha is kishtiya, but the moment the food, which is the problem, becomes unedible, we don't say sicha kishtiya. Im kein, let's bring it back to our sugya. So even if you want to be machmir for those rishayim that say sicha kishtiyah, even not by Yom Kippur, and would apply to chametz bePesach, but l'cha'ira, the chametz that was in the shampoo is nifgam. If it's nifgam, we don't say sicha kishtiyah. So l'cha'ira, according to the Aruch HaShulchan and the Pri Chadosh, it's very good. Now, why people are not machbid to have kosher lePesach soap and kosher lePesach shampoo? Why? Because even though there's chametz in there, and you want to stand on your head and be machmir for sicha kishtiyah, which in itself is machloikis b'shoinim, there's no sicha kishtiyah when the food became nifkam. And over here, the food is clearly nifkam.
Is this, kind of not clear on something. The sicha kishtiyah,
yeah.
So as it relates to on Yom Kippur itself, I mean, sicha itself is aser Within the five things that are independently, how is that different than sicha in itself? That's a good question. Again, we'd have to see it maybe more in the sugyas over there. I'm not sure, I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure.
I don't know the whole sugya over there in Yom Kippur, and it sounds like it's a good sugya maybe for more of a Shabbos Shuvah drasha maybe, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure. My Amaratza shines loud and clear. But at least what I see for our sugya, at least, is that it'll be relevant to know whether or not it's considered achila with regard to eating chametz. So again, we have a strong makam over here. Again, if someone wants to know why am I allowed to use regular soap that might have chametz in it, the answer is because it's nifsam achilas kelev, and therefore I'm allowed to have it. What about sicha kishtiyah? It's no sicha kishtiyah because it's nifkam. But there's an interesting tshuva over here to Reb Shmuel Vosner, a shayla to Reb Shmuel Vosner. Someone asked Reb Shmuel Vosner, basically, why was the Ber Halacha being so machmir? We saw the Ber Halacha, that the Ber Halacha said that if you could find non-chelev soap, you should get non-chelev soap. So frek the shel to Reb Shmuel Vosner, I don't get it. Isn't the soap in the times of the Mishnah Berurah also nifkam? Meaning, it's not like there was different soap from the times of the Mishnah Berurah to the times of the Aruch HaShulchan. He says they all had the same soap. So frek the shel to Reb Shmuel Vosner, why is the Mechaber so machmir? I'm sorry, the Ber Halacha. The Ber Halacha says that you have to be choishish, that sicha kishtiyah on the soap, but if you can't find, you can be mekel. So, frek the shayla, I don't get it. The soap in the times of the Mishnah Berurah is also nifkam. Why doesn't the Mishnah Berurah just go like the Pri Chadosh and the Aruch HaShulchan? So, what's the obvious answer? You see from the Ber Halacha, he didn't go like that. So, he writes over here, Shmuel writes back to this fellow, he says, the fellow writes to him, he says, number 12, he writes, the cause of the dvar of tzarachin, given the lechazi lachila, motel kuliyama, kamashivor, Pri Chadosh. He says, I don't get it. Why is the Mishnah Berurah so frum about the soap? The soap is chaylev, but it's chaylev which is nifkam. Chaylev which is nifkam, with the Pri Chadosh says, is motel for sicha kishtiyah. So why is everyone so machmir? He writes, umistoma, haboyris bizmana, haigam kinkainze. He says, the soap was the same way. Shenifka, shenifsa. Again, the Aruch HaShulchan and the Mishnah Berurah didn't live so far off from each other. So if the soap was in the Vardik like that way, Mistam, the soap in Radim was that way. It could be it's different, I don't know, but Mistam, they're the same soap. So if the soap is Nifgam, the Chelev that's in the soap is Nifgam, so what's the problem? So what does Reb Shmuel Vosner answer him? He says very posh. He says, V'akorchach disvir like kemoi, benoisin tam lefgam lenyin achila besimkov gimel motor davka b'dievet. He says, what are you so in the spall from? Obviously, the Ber Halacha didn't agree with the Pri Chadosh in the Aruch HaShulchan. The Pri Chadosh in the Aruch HaShulchan said that if it's nice in Tam Lefgam, it's no longer a good taste, so then there's no Din Sicha Kishti. Obviously, then everyone agreed to that. Other people said not like that. So it's not a kasha. It's about the same soap, but the Shach and the Taz and the Ber Halacha held that no, even if it becomes Pogum, you still have to be Choshish. So now that takes us back to the old Shaila. If you accept the Ber Halacha, so then, and you apply the Ber Halacha, again, if you assume it's the same Metzias like the Shaila is, that the Ber Halacha had the soap was also Nifkam, which means the Ber Halacha doesn't cure if it's Nifkam. So if the Ber Halacha doesn't care, it's Nifkam Lagabi Chelev, he probably won't care if it's Nifkam Lagabi Pesach. And in Kain, according to this, it should come out that maybe it is a Shaila of lechatchila, not using soap that's not kosher to Pesach. Okay, so what do the contemporary Acharonim say on this issue? So Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, number 14, he waited on this issue. And he writes, Sabon rochtza, sheyesh bo taruvas chometz in dvar mecharifim, soap that you wash with, that has in it chometz, along with it sharp things, moto lahashoysoy ulishtamish bo bePesach. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, you're allowed to have it around, and you may use it on Pesach, it's not an issue. And he explains, number 15, says Reb Shlomo Zalman, page 2, says an interesting line over here. He writes like this. He says, the Bizmanenu, Sedim Shem Zalman in our days, Yesh Bavade Dvarim Charifim Apsulim Achilz Kelv. He says, there are things we can all agree upon, dogs won't eat. Right? There are certain things we can agree upon that dogs don't eat. He says, Omnom Bishar Mini Tamrukim, but other types of makeups. Sheitochin Sheish Behem Sheinim Psulim Achilz Kelv. He says, not everything is Nifsal Machilas Kelv. Meaning, Rabbi Zalman is just pointing out that he thinks people are too quick to judge and say, oh, Nifsal Machilas Kelv. Lav Davka. How do you know what a dog would eat? So he says, he says, if you taka think it has into something that a dog would eat, says Rabbi Zalman, then it's not so partial that you'll let have it over Pesach. He, again, he's not arguing on the notion, he's just discussing the Metzias. But he's very clear, says Rabbi Zalman, there are certain things we don't have to debate about. There are certain things, kuli alma moide, anifsa machilas kelev, and they are not considered an issue. So it still sounds like from Rabbi Zalman that the way he looked at soaps, at least soap, was that it's vade nifsa machilas kelev. If it's vade nifsa machilas kelev, then it's not a problem. Why is it not a problem? It's like what we learned in Shulchan Aruch. But let's look at the footnote, number 16. He writes, v'chein hoyru b'pshitas l'shoylim. And this is what Rabbi Shlomo Zalman told all the people that asked him. He always answered, soaps are not a problem. And someone once asked him, and he didn't like Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's answer. He said, but, meaning, the person didn't like Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's assumption that soaps are not roi l'achil's kelev. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, well, let's bring a dog, we'll test it out. That's what he says. And it seems like from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's words that meaning, why are those people machbid on soaps and shampoo? Maybe because they disagree with the premise. They hold that lav dafka is the chametz in the soap nifsal machilas kelev. Maybe the dog will eat the head and shoulders. How do you know? But if you would have something which is really, really nifsal machilas kelev or kuli alma, something like Windex. I can't imagine there's a dog in the right mind that would drink Windex. I don't think there's a dog in this world that would drink shoe polish. So then, avada kuli yama moite, those things are not a problem when it comes to Pesach. Then anybody continues and he writes, "Ay, why are you not choishes v'sicha kishtiya? The last half an hour of tonight's shiur, what happened to sicha kishtiya?" So he writes, "Daaf ofim adin aktin and kamachmirin shegam benivsam achilas kelev. Asu lechem utam achshve. You're not allowed to eat because of achshve. Like the taz mikomokoim." He quotes the Ramah, "Shekei minog oilim v'rag eiz medaktikim zev asamai b'chilav mistomer oil achila ulechayra b'kol shekei b'nidan the nifsal machilas kelev." So he throws in a little bit of everything. He says, first of all, you see from the Ramah that the Ramah said we don't say sicha kishtiya, and the Ramah he's disagreeing. He's saying the Ramah over there was talking about when it was edible, and we still don't say sicha kishtiya. And then he says when it's not edible, you don't say sicha kishtiya. So Rabbi Zalman seems to be saying what we saw in the quotes to Brichadish, quotes to Chazanish, that there's no din of sicha kishtiya when the food is unedible, and since the food is unedible, it's not a problem. If you look at number 17, a sefer called Kitzer Hilchos Pesach, written by a Yid named Rabbi Septimus from Eretz Yisrael, he writes like this.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Let me ask you, would the same apply to toothpaste as it does
when it comes to
when
it?
It's derech-
we'll get to toothpaste in a few minutes, Blin Nether.
Okay.
We're going to talk about it. So he writes over an interesting story. So again, we saw Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. That Rabbi Shlomo Zalman seemed to have been makel with soaps because he held this nifsal machilas kelev, and he says there's no sicha kishti over here because it's nifsal for being chametz. But he tells a story over here in the Sefer Shalmei Moed, Hevi Shagoyin Ravigdan Evansal, Heyid, Amashikos of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Lahat the Sabbath Pesach. He said that Rabbi Avigdan Evansal had a personal testimony, Shamati Ma'adoni Moed V'Rebi Sha'aser. That Rabbi Avigdan Evansal says he was by Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. And you heard Rabbi Shlomo Zalman tell someone you're not allowed to use soap. So he says, "V'ulai choizibah." So what are you going to have to say? Maybe Rabbi Shlomo Zalman changed his mind. "V'ulai heishiv l'shoy la'oisa der chumra." He says, no. He says, maybe Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said it to this guy, because this guy, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman knew he was looking for a chumra. He was an Adam Chashiv. And maybe also because today you can actually find kosher Pesach soaps and shampoos. So I don't know if this is Rabbi Avigdan Evansal talking or this is this author talking, but Rabbi Avigdan Evansal definitely tied it that he was by Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman told people not to use the soap and shampoo. He writes otherwise, so he wants to tie it. Either Rabbi Shlomo Zalman changed his mind, which we don't like saying, or Rabbi Shlomo Zalman knew this person and knew this person, and this is the right answer for this person. But I guess we assume, like we have in Alicha Shleim, that Rabbi Shlomo Zalman was matrit. And then he quotes the famous story with Rabbi Eliashiv. They saw a dog was licking soap. So they wanted to all jump to the conclusion that you see, soap is taka not nifsal mechilas kelev. So Rabbi Yashiv's famous line was, I thought they said the story about Reb Shammai Zalman, here they're saying the story with Rabbi Yashiv, that the answer was, that's a dog, it's a kelev shoita, kelev shoita, brach v'nish ken rayas, there's no rayas from that dog, avada, it's still nifsa machilas kelev. Okay. What do other paiskim say? So if you look over in number 19, the Orlut Zion of Abba Shaul, so he was discussing Michael's case. He was talking about sabonim. So, mishras shinayim, toothpaste, the tamrukim, which is makeup. Do you have to worry that they have chametz in it? Tshuva. His response is sabonim, mishras shinayim, mishras kelim v'chomri nikoy. Again, anything that you polish on the kelim. B'samim v'tamrukim einam royim lachila klal. They are not edible. The ein b'hem chshash chametz b'pesach. There's no problem. Umotu b'shimush b'pesach v'einam tzrichim hechsher. No problem. He matters everything. Now, he talks about toothpaste for a second. He says, what about toothpaste? He says, why isn't there achshavei in toothpaste? Why? People eat toothpaste. A person can consume the toothpaste. So if he eats the toothpaste, then we should say there's achshavei in the toothpaste. If there's achshavei in the toothpaste, it should be osur. So he writes, v'af mishchas shinayim shepsula mechilas kelev mutal l'shtamash b'peisach ve'in lochu shem yivla mimenu shekivin shleim mechavan achilo l'yishayach l'meim amidach li'achshavei. He says there's no achshavei in toothpaste. You don't plan on eating toothpaste. You plan on brushing your teeth, and agav, some toothpaste might go down your throat. So he says there's no achshavei on toothpaste, and therefore it's definitely not a problem. Then he talks about lipstick. What about lipstick? So he says, "V'hu adin le'inyan shipason odem shenifso machilas kelev v'noisin le'maisa alas v'saim." I don't know if he means only lipstick, or he means, I guess, lipstick, or even for that matter, let's say, for example, like blistex, or this type of stuff that goes on your lips. He says, "Right, she'in lochush boy mishum chomus bepesach." There's no problem. Aisha avshal apamim nivla moichel. Right? If you ask your wives how much of their lipsticks they consume, their studies have shown that women actually consume, because it goes on their lips and ends up in their mouth, they actually consume a significant amount of lipstick. And for that reason, I heard Rabbanim Amakbid that you have to get new lipstick on Pesach because you're eating it. Taina Rav Abba Shaul, not so. There's no achshavei in it. There's no achshavei. You don't plan any. No one says hinei mochram zomim to eat the lipstick. It ends up finds its way into your mouth accidentally. So Rav Abba Shaul felt there's no achshavei in the lipstick, and therefore lipstick does not have to be kosher to the Pesach. Yalkut Yosef, Rebbe Avadya Yosef's son. So the truth is, there's a Tshuva Nechavadas Chelik Dalet. Rebbe Avadya discusses soap of Shuman, soap of Chelev, and he permits it without a question. Rebbe Avadya permits it without a doubt. Based on everything we said tonight, Sichad Kishtiyah doesn't apply where it's Nifkam. So Rebbe Avadya 100% permits the usage of soap made out of Chelev. So my gut feeling would be, Rebbe Avadya, would also permit this type of cosmetics, because he doesn't buy into Sichah Kishtiyah when the thing is pogum. So I looked in Yalkut Yosef, his son Sefer, he writes, Tamrukim medivri kosmetikia lenoshim, makeup and cosmetics, butar mepesach. Why? Bikim shenifsul machilas kelev kodma pesach. Since again, it was nifsul before, v'chein tabak adocha kodesh, same svar. But then he writes something later on, interesting. So this makes a lot of sense to me. This is what we've been saying till now. But at the end he writes, even though he thinks you can wash your dishes out with soap, because today you could get the kosher Pesach soap. So since you can get the kosher Pesach soap, he thinks it's better to use that. Now it's interesting, again, the soap that you use on your body is Sichah Kishtiyah. The soap you use on your dishes is not Sichah Kishtiyah. What's the svar over there? The svar over there has to be that maybe there's some, the chametz is in the soap, and then maybe you're going to eat off the plate, and there'll be soap on the plate. Now again, there's still no achshavei on it. Still no achshavei. I'm not sure why that's achshavei. The Mishnah Berurah said there's achshavei when I plan on eating this gross thing. I don't plan on eating the soap off my plate, it just fell its way in. It'll be like Rav Abba Shaul's lipstick. But Lamaisa, that's what the people say. That's why they're machmir. To me, it sounds a little far-fetched. But that's what Rabbi Vajja is.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Two questions. Number one, according to Rabbi Abba Shaul, would the same thing apply by mouthwash as it would by toothpaste? Because there it's sort of like a drink, even though you're not swallowing it.
Well, I would think so. I would think so, yeah. We actually had a shear here a while back, if anyone remembers, about does toothpaste.
About Yom Kippur,
No. We had a shear whether or not those things need hashgacha all year long. Whether or not the stamas they need hashgacha, and the pashtus was many old, they don't need hashgacha. They're not food. This is not food.
And also, according to the Yalkut Yosef, when you say yes, they have, you know, stuff that's kosher l'Pesach. Again, I don't know what it's doing today, but, you know, for years I've been using, you know, let's say like Procter & Gamble products that are OU but not OUP. Right. You know, at the end of the day, does anyone say, well, the fact that the, you know, regular products clean much better than the kosher Pesach ones, that in itself is a heter, because the other ones, you know, they just don't clean as well. Again, I don't know what it's doing today. I'm talking about from 20, 30 years ago.
Again, it could, the truth is, I don't know the Metzias. It could be some of that stuff that's OU might be kosher Pesach also. I don't know. That's first of all. Secondly, it could be if it doesn't do a good job, then even he would agree you don't have to. Again, it's only a chumrah. The chumrah is when you can get something else. But if I can't get something else because it's not sufficiently serving the purpose, then I think he would also tell you you'd be allowed to use the regular soap. I think so.
Okay, thanks.
Now we have another Michael. And this in Karela Zatzal. And this in Karela writes in number 21. Sabon l'rechitza. Soap for washing. Oy l'rechitza's kelim, or for soap. Af im hoyum uruv b'em chametz. Even if, let's say, it is mixed with chametz. Harei kval nifsal ma'achilas kelev koidim ha'pesach. It already became, lost its shame, achila, it lost its title of food before. V'gam batel koidim ha'pesach. V'af im achshevei l'chaymim ha'suyim. Then he comes up with a new chab. He wants to tell him, maybe there's achshevei on the chametz that's in this. Meaning, maybe the chametz in the soap is what makes the soap special. So there's achshevei on that. He says, I don't get it. He says, that's not what achshevei is. Achshevei doesn't say, I want to acknowledge the chametz in the soap. Achshevei means, I want to eat the chametz that's in the soap. That's not a problem. I mean, there's nothing wrong with me saying that what makes the head and shoulders so geschmack is the chametz. Okay, so what? The chametz is not a problem because I'm not eating the chametz. Achshevei is only a problem if I actually eat it. And then he goes on to say, umutter. L'achzikim b'Pesach, you're allowed to have them on Pesach. Aye, frightened missing karel. It's what happened to sicha kishtiya. The aflish tamish ben vein loy mar b'zeh sicha kishtiya. The achshevei shayach ba'achila shaydi she'oichel machu pogam arim achshiv l'maychel. So to missing karel, when does sicha kishtiya work? That if I say that I'm eating something, you still need to come on to achshevei, right? Because even if sicha is kishtiya, but what I'm eating is not food. So he says, "Avol imsach harehu leinotol zechashiva shalchila." I'm not looking at it as food. I'm looking at it as cream. I'm looking at it as soap. Eloshima shal sicha day di achshevei marzol shem oichel. Avol di sicha ena makabel shem oichel. He comes up with a different lumnus in this in Karel. He says, "Vakert sicha kishtia over here doesn't help because over here I need to come on to achshevei. I need to give chashivas to the food. I bedavke am not calling it food. I'm calling it soap." Therefore, since I'm only calling it soap, Zoktib Nis and Karelitz, it's not a problem. But look what he writes also. He says, V'av shem mutter mikra din nizorim shoy losim sabon zeb kli achila. Even though I'm saying it's mutter, we still don't put it on our dishes. I'm not sure why. Then he writes, V'hu adin le'inyin tamruki noshim. Makeup. Oy choymer sheminaka adosha. Yisuki yoytziba. Av sheyesh b'mechshashim urv b'zeh spirit yesh l'hokel. No problem. And he says, Mishchos shinayim dinam kanal. Toothpaste is the exact same thing. Why? Because again, there's no achshevei, no one wants to eat the toothpaste, no one is machshevei. So therefore, according to him, all these things would be mutter. I found that Reb Usher Weiss is also mekel. Reb Usher Weiss in his Agoda, number 22, he writes, he says, V'tema, ma inyin sicha kishtiya lekan. Taina Reb Usher Weiss, what does that sugya in Yuma have to do with our sugya? Why? He says, oh, because sicha kishtiya has nothing to do with the sugya of achshevei. Umashe hevi b'shem hagro be'emes hagro ma'iri linyan cholav mamish. He says, chelav mamish. That gro that was talking about shmearing chelav on your body wasn't talking about chelav that was pogum. It was real, edible, accessible chelav. Sheroi la'achila. V'loi linyan sabon asoy mechelav. Not soap made from chelav, which is nifka. Ava mecha tesa de sicha yek achila linyan achshevei la'achila. Basically, time Rabbi Asher Weiss, what we saw in the pre-chadash. Since the food became pogum and the food is not food anymore, there's no din of sicha kishtiya because there's no achshevei. So you're back to square one. Ube'emes kol apoyskim hakadmoinim she'osku b'shailo zu donu mutu losach atzmoi b'shumun echelev chazir. Time Rabbi Asher Weiss, all the poyskim who talk about shmir chelev, they were talking about whether the chelev was edible, not unedible chelev. Unedible chelav avad is not a problem, says Reb Usher Weiss. Meaning, our soap, which is unedible chametz, is not a problem. Then he comes up with some other interesting svaras. Number 22b, he writes, Beis, Gimel. Rak besichas tanug amru hachi. Tanur of Asher Weiss. You know when we say sicha kishtiyah? That's when it's a pleasure shmir. Veloy le'inyin, veloy brachitz l'shem nikini. So let's be honest. Why do I soak my arm with soap? Why do I put shampoo in my hair? Not because it feels good. So I want to get clean. So Dr. Basher, in that case, we definitely don't say sicha kishtiyah. Sicha kishtiyah is only if it's taka, a pleasurable sicha. If the whole sicha is just for medicinal purposes, then it's for sure not sicha kishtiyah. Then he writes, "Umikomokim gam beber alocha kosef deminog oilim lahakol bezeh, umishum kolzeh niyod amekol yesham ilasmich." And then he says, "I was so happy when I found the Bshom Mizalmin that Bshom Mizalmin was matir also." So Rabbi Asher Weiss, likewise, is matir the soap, the shampoo. He thinks all that does not need to be kosher for the Pesach. I remember years ago I asked my Rebbe Kalman Epstein his opinion on the soaps and the shampoos, and he told me he holds it's okay, and his father held. At that time, his father was still alive. His father holds it's okay. Now, I didn't know this sugya to ask him and push him on it, but he told me, him and his father, they both hold that there's no problems with the soaps and the shampoos. All that stuff is not a problem. Okay. Now, we couldn't stop this shiur here because there's got to be someone who disagrees. So who are those that disagree? So if you look in this sefer called Kitzer Hilchos Pesach, he writes over here that he found in the sefer Yad Moshe, B'Shem Rav Moshe Feinstein, Tzorich Leishtamish Rak B'Sabon Kosher L'Pesach. The Rav Moshe says you need to use kosher l'Pesach soap. And then he quotes a tshuva from Rabbi Yashiv, which I cannot find. The Rabbi Yashiv said that avada, throughout the rest of the year, we're saying on the prichadosh, that if it becomes pogum, there's no din sicha kishtiyah, but Pesach we're machmir. Pesach we're machmir. And since on Pesach we're machmir, therefore, even if normally sicha is kishtiyah, it's not kishtiyah. When it's pogum, on Pesach you have to be machmir. Okay?
Moshe's,
Sicha Kishtiyah, or just... Yeah, Mistama was Sicha Kishtiyah. Maybe that's why Rabbi Blumenkranz is very makbid on this stuff, because he was a Talmud of Rav Moshe. So maybe Rav Moshe told him that you have to be makbid with the soaps and the shampoos and the like. Maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure where that came from. But his book is full of that. If you read his book, he's mamish has all these stuff down with the kashrus. For a lot of us, many of this stuff you don't need. Now the truth is, let's take, for example, moisturizer. Avino moisturizer, right? So that stuff might have chametz in it. But l'chayra kuliyamamoyd, it's not a problem based on what Rabbi Asher Weiss said. That sicha is not pleasurable. That sicha is medicinal. So I saw many achrayim. Let's say, for example, Rabbi Moshe is going to talk about this. Let's say someone needs to take antibiotic cream, and the cream may have chametz in it. So that's not a problem. There's no sicha kishti on that. So therefore, that would also be mutter. So again, l'fi this, all the creams, you don't have to look up whether they're kosher l'Pesach. It's not negeh. All the creams are not included in Sicha Kishtiyah, you're good to go. It's interesting, in the Sefer Kitzur Hilchos Pesach, he talks about toothpaste, and he writes that again, he thinks toothpaste, the chayri should be mutter. There's no Sicha Kishtiyah on toothpaste, so toothpaste is even better. There's no Sicha Kishtiyah on the toothpaste, but he writes that there are those that are machmer to use kosher l'Pesach toothpaste. And who are those? So he quotes a footnote from Reb Shimon Eider. The Reb Shimon Eider said, B'Shem Reb Moshe and Reb Aaron, that what, since today, there is accessible and available kosher the Pesach toothpaste, it's best to use that. But again, strictly speaking, that stuff is not a problem for all year long, and it's not a problem for Pesach either. However, it is interesting, if you go to Rabbi Blumenkranz's book, he does have a list of all the toothpastes which are kosher all year long. Again, I forget already, Crest, Colgate, I forget which one's which already, Aquafresh, you go take a look. But it's interesting, today you can get toothpaste that you don't have to worry about all year long. It has no chametz in it, it has no tarfus in it, you don't have to worry. Now, could be it's not a problem in the first place, could be. But if you want to be Yoytza Alashita, so you can get one of those toothpastes and use it all year long. Now we come to a famous tshuva from Rav Moshe, number 25. Rav Moshe was asked to shayla about someone who had some form of a skin issue, and they wanted to smear cream on the pain. So Rav Moshe writes that this is number 25. B'davar losoch, this is Igros Moshe Arachaim Chil Gimel, Simin Samach Gimel. Rav Moshe writes that this. B'davar losoch al chatatin begufi. Someone who wants to shmir on cuts on his body. Kishayim b'sakon, it's not dangerous. Rak tzar, he has, I don't know, a rash. He has some form of an inflammation. And he wants to put cream on it to make it feel better. So after Rav Moshe, rak ba'alma mishicha shenosom laharoife. The medicine that the doctor gave him, Shemu'uriv shom alcohol, it has in it alcohol, shal chametz bepesach. The doctor gave you cream, that is mischametz. So the shoyl wrote to Rav Moshe that he was matrit, and Rav Moshe writes back, that's the right psach. Good. Yafo hayra, you got the right psak. Why? Zokter Moshe, the mitzad is for sicha. What about sicha kishtia? Zokter Moshe, harei le rabbeinu tam benita hu kishtia. Then again, Rav Moshe works through the whole sugya, but Rav Moshe paskens it's okay. So Rav Moshe writes, akoponim ladina savri ataisvus deleka is for sicha kishtia bechela v'shar surim. We first of all, according to Rabbeinu Tam, we don't say it by Pesach. Va'af lahasoivim desicha kishtia hu bechol esurim bechol minim yofa kosaf. This is where Rabbi Asher Weiss was getting it from. It's only if it's a sicha shel tanuk. Good. So Rav Moshe says creams are okay, but that's not the famous tshuva for Rav Moshe. The second half of this tshuva is the famous part of the tshuva. Rav Moshe writes this. First of all, it has to be that the cream was made before Pesach, because if the cream would be made on Pesach, that would be a problem. But then Rav Moshe writes, this is what I really want from Rav Moshe. The last three lines of this tshuva. Many people know that when it comes to Pesach, you have to check. You have to check perfumes, and you have to check certain aftershaves, and you have to check certain cologne to make sure there's no chametz in there. Why? Isn't it nifsal machilas kelev? Zokter Rav Moshe, no. The alcohol atzma kishu be'en lo nechsham nifsal machila. Zokter Rav Moshe, the alcohol that is in certain products is not called nifsal. Why? Sheish minochrim sheshoisim oisei ayde teruvis v'tikin ktsas. Zokter Moshe, there are goyim that will nuts that alcohol out of it and use it. My grandfather was in the Navy in World War II. He said that the soldiers would drink rubbing alcohol, they would drink whatever they can get their hands on, and they would nuts the alcohol out of it. So that's Mamas like Rav Moshe is saying. That's why people are makbid, that even though, let's say, you'll have perfume, you'll say, oh, perfume, who eats perfume? The answer is a guy who's really drunk will use the perfume. So this is why this Rav Moshe is very famous, that Rav Moshe was machmir, that you should check perfumes and you should check. But again, no meshugana is getting the chametz out of the makeup. That no one's doing. But alcohol that's found in certain products, that is a problem. So that's Rav Moshe Shita, that an alcohol that can be found in certain products, you should check to make sure it's kosher l'Pesach. So besikum, to conclude, to wrap up, to geshmak esuya, there's sodom l'kan l'kan, there's reasons to be machmir, there's reasons to be makel, there's paiskim on both sides. In my house, I'm not. My wife made me buy kosher Pesach dish soap. I don't know if she knows why she made me buy it, but derech klal, I'm not makbid on these things in my house because my rabbi told me I don't have to be makbid. But there is definitely a discussion. It is a worthwhile shiloh. I'm happy we had a chance this evening to discuss it, whether or not these types of things really need to be kosher Pesach or not. Okay.